Well, China is grappling with historic rains and flooding, adding a massive hit to an economy already sent backwards by the coronavirus. Hundreds of thousands of people along the vast Yangtze River and its tributaries have been forced to flee. An estimated 3 million hectares of farmland has been ravaged, and social media has been bombarded with photos of buildings and cars washing away in cities as large as Chongqing, which has a population of 30 million people. It's raised new questions about China's largest hydroelectric dam, the Three Gorges Dam, which holds water back above some 400 million people downstream, but which is also primarily supposed to mitigate floods. So why hasn't it? Ma Jun is a Chinese environmentalist. He's director of the NGO, the Institute of Public and Environmental Affairs. He told me more.
Although this is the largest hydropower station in the world, its storage capacity is actually not the largest. It's just over 30 billion cubic meters. As a result, its capacity to pump water is limited. Having said that, the main purpose is flood control, because downstream from the Three Gorges Dam, the Yangtze River enter into the floodplain and alluvial plain, which is very flat and susceptible to major monsoon flooding.
And I read one geologist said that it only stores 9% of the average floodwaters. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's true. The whole Yangtze River, this is the world's third largest river, both for its length and also for its volume. It's nearly 1 trillion cubic meters per year. So it's a tremendous volume. And the Three Gorges Dam, it's a narrow, long reservoir. It pushed the water back 600 kilometers. As a result, the flood storage capacity is about 22 billion cubic meters. And we are talking about some 960 billion cubic meters per year. And we're talking about most of this water coming during the rainy season. As a result, its capacity to store the flood water is limited. Having said that, it can still function to regulate the flow and try to flatten the peak.
So if its main purpose is to control floodwaters, why are we seeing such terrible flooding this year? I know the rains have been extraordinary, but cities like Chongqing with 30 million people flooded, vast areas of land flooded. Why is the dam not effective in this year?
The dam is built to relieve the risk of downstream alluvial plain with major cities like Wuhan. And this year, with the Three Gorges Dam, regulate the flow and flatten the peak, that region have enjoyed higher level of safety. You know, risks have been relieved. Having said that, you know, this year, much of the rainfall fell not upper stream of the Three Gorges Dam. It was more intensive downstream from the Three Gorges, and in a very intensive way, especially in the province of Jiangxi. Jiangxi has the five rivers which emptied into the China's largest freshwater lake called the Poyang Lake. And this Poyang Lake, although it's the largest, it's actually a very shallow wetland type of lake. During the dry season, it could be reduced to a lake only 300 square kilometers. But now it's over 3,000 square kilometers. So the worst of the worst happened. This shows the limitation of depending on major engineering projects for flood control. This year, it's very clear we need other measures taken.
And what about the integrity of the Three Gorges Dam itself? I did read one engineer raising questions about whether the dam could fail. Is that possible, do you think?
Yeah, the Three Gorges Dam, not the tallest in China, it's more than 100 meters. But in China, you know, we have over the past decades have built much taller dams. But it's a very long dike, so the safety of that dam matters to hundreds of millions downstream. So as a result, you know, the real big priority have been given to that, to the safety. It's a very, very solid. So by itself, most of the researchers would believe that this will can hardly fail. Having said that, there are hundreds of large dams built upstream during the past one decade and upstream of the Yangtze. And some of them are built in earthquake-stricken areas. And we need to keep a closer watch to those dams because, you don't want any of those large dams to fail because they can cause catastrophe downstream and may cause domino effect. So the safety of the dams in China has been closely watched as we have built by far the world's largest number of large dams.
Too many, perhaps?
We would like to see less because as environmentalists, we recognize the impact of the dam. This is a trade-off. Basically, for hydroelectricity generation, when you block all this running water, the freshwater biodiversity may really be lost. And when you leave not much running water at all and try to dam each gorge along the river, then that may cause real impact. So our NGO and a group of environmental NGOs have been working hardly since 2003 to try to help balance this development. There are a few successes. One of that is above the Three Gorges Dam, the Tiger Leaping Gorge, which is a real great heritage site, have been kept. And the last freshwater wildlife reserve, which is the only one left on the Yangtze River. Originally, 3 to 5 dams, large dams, have been planned on that. And finally, this has been abandoned a few years ago. That was, we're talking about several dozen endangered and local species. And then the upstream of the Solowing River, the Nu River, 13 large dams has been suspended ever since 2003. But with all these successes, I have to say most of the gorges, have been lost.
Ma Jun, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Ma Jun is the Director of Environmental NGO, the Institute of Public and Environmental Affairs in Beijing.